Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thanks, as always, for joining us live coast to coast on the BetMGM Network for Bet Sweats every weekday, 9 a.m. to noon Eastern, in for Joe Ostrowski and Sam Panayotovich. I'm Chris Mack alongside Kate Constable. Don't forget, if you missed anything, you can always rewind inside your Odyssey app or just get it in podcast form. Search for Bet Sweats wherever you get your audio, including inside the TuneIn, iHeartRadio, and Odyssey apps. Lightning bets in just a moment. Our favorite plays of the day. I'll stop yapping about Thanksgiving sides in just a second. But here's my question, Kate. I know you are working this Thanksgiving, so limited amount of time to overconsume Thanksgiving food. But after all this talk about stuffing, you brought up the mashed potatoes. If there were one thing that you were going to have a full-fledged Thanksgiving this year, you would overconsume and later regret, what would it be?
It would be stuffing slash mashed potatoes. It's not the turkey. It's never the turkey. It's never the turkey. Like the smallest
portion of
whatever I grab.
No one walks away from Thanksgiving dinner saying, ooh, I wish I had more turkey.
Right? Like, no. It's none of that. Okay, Gertch does make a great point in the chat in as to why maybe we don't have stuffing year-round. Is stuffing has to actually be cooked in the bird if you want, like, the true stuffing. Are you cooking a Thanksgiving turkey multiple times a year? Probably not. So that's where the stuffing comes in. But I still say you could do like a stuffing casserole, like put it in a dish.
Dressing, I guess it's called, if it's not cooked inside the bird. I mean, I could have that any time of year.
Yeah. Yeah. So, mashed potatoes or stuffing. Plus, I would hit the dessert table pretty hard as well. And I'm not a pumpkin pie person. So we don't do like pumpkin pie in my house. We just do like ice cream or something, you know, desserty. I would go. I'd save room for that.
There is nothing better than the leftover pumpkin pie for breakfast that weekend after Thanksgiving. Black Friday, Saturday, Sunday. You wake up, cup of coffee, little slice of pumpkin pie. That's the way to go. Gertch also just said in the chat that pumpkin pie is disgusting, and now he's dead to me. So we're no longer friends, Gertch. I hope you're okay with that. That's just the way it's got to be. What's wrong with pumpkin pie?
I will say Thanksgiving leftovers, like the next day, are almost better than day of. Like, I love Thanksgiving leftovers. And you can, you know, you take a dinner roll and you put some turkey and mashed potatoes and corn, like, on it. And you make, like, the sandwich. Like, that's phenomenal. Yeah. I love that almost more than, like, actual day of Thanksgiving.
Or just, you know, rip off one of the leftover turkey legs and just walk around like a Viking eating a turkey leg in your house.
Exactly.
I'm a huge fan of that as well. My wife, not as big a fan. But all right, let's get to Lightning Bets, our favorite plays of the day. And it is a busy day between NBA in-season tournament games tonight. in Philly and LA. We're not talking about the game in Washington, because if a tree falls in the forest and no one is there to see it or hear it, does it really fall? We've got NFL futures that we talked plenty about today, even some college football futures with the final 2 weeks ahead of us, and of course college hoops as well. Kate, I'll let you get us started.
I'm gonna start in the NBA. I'm gonna go James Harden over his points prop 24.5. He's the entire offense for this Clippers team. Like, I don't care what anyone says, it's James Harden is running the show for the Clippers right now. He's coming off of his second worst performance in the month of November, and we're at the end of it. 19 points, Chris, second worst performance against the Cavs on Sunday. I think this 24.5, he's averaging almost 28 points per game. I think Harden in a tournament, in-season tournament game against rival Lakers, I think Harden can get the job done. Over in the NFL, we talked about this, and briefly, we really didn't touch on it a ton, but the Lions being at home on Thanksgiving, only 2.5-point favorites against the Packers. I know this is a divisional game. It means a lot. But I would argue that this Lions team is better than the Packers right now. I trust them more on both sides of the ball. So I'm going to lay the 2.5 with Detroit. I think if anything, this goes to 3. I don't think we dip much lower than 2.5. So I will grab the under field goal while I can get it. And then kind of piling on top of that, I'm going to take the Green Bay Packers to miss the playoffs at plus 350 right now. I think they obviously lose to the Lions this weekend. The rest of their schedule, pretty tough. A lot of divisional matchups. I think plus 350 for Green Bay, even at 7-3 right now, 7-3-1 rather. I think they could miss the playoffs altogether. So those are my 3 lightning bets for this afternoon.
All right. I just have so many questions about the Packers, not just Thursday, but the rest of the season. Josh Jacobs, I think, was limited yesterday. Not sure how much of a practice they'll have today. And then tomorrow, obviously, they head to Detroit for Thursday's game. I'll start in the NFL then, since that's where you finished. And a couple of those futures we talked about, just based the way the schedule stacks up for the Indianapolis Colts and the Houston Texans, in particular, the fact that they still play each other twice, and the Colts still have 2 games left against the Jags as well. At 7-1, with the Texans having the easiest of the remaining schedule between those 3 teams, Indy, Jacksonville, and Houston, I'm going to lay a little something on Houston to win the AFC North and just see if that defense with C.J. Stroud hopefully getting right for the stretch run here is able to carry them through not just Jacksonville, but past Indy, down 2 games in the standings. But like we said, both games still remaining head-to-head against Indy. I'm also going to put just a little bit on something for Buffalo to miss the playoffs. We talked about this earlier a good bit as well. It's entirely possible, given their inconsistencies, especially on the road, the Bills could not only lose to the Steelers this weekend, but could end up 9-8. And maybe based on some tiebreakers, that's enough to get them in as the 7 seed. But given all those inconsistencies, I've got to put just a little something on Buffalo to miss right now based on the price at plus 550. I'll pivot to college football. We talked about the Heisman race. We had Blake Topmeyer on earlier. He said, as long as Fernando Mendoza doesn't look bad against Ohio State in the Big Ten championship game, it should be his. I think the better question is, what if Julian Sand looks really good, not just against Michigan this weekend, but against Indiana in the Big Ten championship game? And with that number out to 4-1, I'm going to go with Julian Sand just as a little bit of a hedge against the Jeremiah Love ticket I got in this summer, and then watch Mendoza win it, and I'll lose all the bets. Also, Ole Miss to miss the playoff at plus 450. Again, talking with Blake Topmeyer, it's not a wild idea that if Ole Miss loses the Egg Bowl to Mississippi State, especially given all the distractions around Lane Kiffin and given what else may happen with not just Bama, not just Oklahoma, Vanderbilt going to Knoxville to play Tennessee. You've got Miami going to Pittsburgh to play Pitt. There's a possibility, because of their schedule and what would be an ugly loss to Mississippi State, that Ole Miss could fall out of the CFP. So, plus 450, yeah, we'll put a little something on that. And then I'll wrap up with hoops. Michigan Auburn under 162 and a half tonight in the Las Vegas, one of those games out in Las Vegas. And then NBA, we mentioned the Sixers game. I'm going to take the Lakers laying 6.5 against the Clippers, and also the Sixers getting 2.5 at home in their matchup against the Magic. And what the heck, let's put a little something on Tyrese Maxey, double-double at plus 291, almost 3-1. Maxey has just missed this in two out of his last three games. In three out of his last six, he's had 9 assists and, of course, double-digit points each time as well. So we'll go for a Tyrese Maxey double-double at almost 3-1. Probably too many bets, but on a futures day, you get a few tickets in and see where things take you. We'll be back tomorrow.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
To get ready for the Thanksgiving Day games, obviously, and continue to look ahead to a full week of college football, Kate. I said it yesterday to PJ. This is low-key one of the best sports weeks on the calendar. You love March Madness because at the same time, you've got spring training, baseball, and everything that goes into that, and constant hoops. And then I always like the first weekend of October, because you've got constant playoff baseball and plenty of big-time NFL and college football, as well as the NBA and NHL ramping up. But this might low-key be top three. It might belong on the Mount Rushmore of weeks for sports throughout the calendar year.
I mean, I can certainly get on board with that. Yeah, March Madness is great, but like outside of March Madness, this is the second best time of the college basketball season right now, because you get so many top-ranked matchups in these big-time tournaments that, and you get to start watching them at like 11 a.m. I mean, I had my TV on all day yesterday with just games circling. You get to sit on the couch and eat food and watch football all day on Thursday. You get rivalry week, Ohio State-Michigan in the morning on Saturday. It doesn't get a whole lot better, Chris. So this should certainly be on the Mount Rushmore. I don't think this week gets talked about enough. Like when we rank best sports seasons, best times of the year, this isn't thrown around as much as it should be. I mean, this is kind of like the stuffing of the sports season.
You know what? You're right. It is. New Year's Day can be great, even though, you know, you're hungover usually and just trying to recover. You know, I might put that on the Mount Rushmore of like sports weeks or weekends, you know. Bowl week, when you've got a bunch of meaningless games between MAC and Sun Belt teams, and you can kind of fall asleep on the couch while they're being played and wake up and see if you covered or not. That might belong up there, but this is up there with March Madness weekend and definitely wild card weekend in MLB. And yeah, it's a good time of the year. It's a good time to be with each and every one of you here on the BetMGM Network. Don't forget, you can take us with you wherever your Thanksgiving travels may take you, whether it's across the country or just across the living room to steal the recliner from your cousin when he gets up, because we all know you move, you lose. That's it. The seat's gone. It's not yours. You can't call fives on the recliner at family Thanksgiving. So whether it's with family, with friends, whatever you're doing, take us with you. Always live inside the Odyssey, the TuneIn, and the iHeartRadio apps here on the BetMGM Network, and always in podcast form wherever you get your podcasts. And on YouTube, just search the BetMGM Network. Tomorrow, like I said, we're a day closer to the Thanksgiving Day games and all the wildness of the final weekend of the regular season in college football. For our board op, David Dykstra, for video producer Brian Gertz, even though he's dead to me for hating on pumpkin pie, and for executive producer Zach Krell. For Kate Constable, I'm Chris Mack. Thanks for joining us. This has been Bet Sweats.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab.
We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.